So far, this 2015 World Series has gotten the largest TV audience in 6 years. Biggest audience of white guys in their 50s since Hee-Haw was canceled, right? That's an exaggeration, but it's been two great games between the Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets. The Mets lost again 7-1 last night, so they're down 2-0 in the series. Johnny Cueto, who looked like a cross between Ice Cube and the monster from Predator, outpitched Jacob deGrom, who looked like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam getting bombed by beer cans at a bad concert. Despite all this entertainment value, audiences are still less than half the size they were during their peak in 1978, when over 44 million people watched the series. A lot of folks not watching were perhaps looking at the opening games of the new NBA season. A lot of the people not watching were black folks. Why hide it? Baseball has a black problem, and it's a problem for Chris Rock.
I don't care about any of this as a black guy. I care about this as a baseball fan. We don't really need baseball, but baseball needs us. Fact is, black America decides what's hot and what young people get excited about. Ask the men's golf tour or the women's tennis tour. Why don't you just ask Mitt Romney? You lose black America, you lose young America.
Chris Rock on HBO's Real Sports earlier this year. Is baseball lost in the past? Why did its historic moments of integration in the 50s and 60s fail to stick? Darren Snyder is a sports columnist for the Washington Times. Why do you think things have declined so? Is it baseball's lack of hipness? Is it baseball's constant evocation of a nostalgia that maybe African Americans aren't as excited about as some others in the audience?
There's several reasons, I believe. One, in terms of participation, the popularity of football and the ease that you can play basketball have decreased black participation. To play baseball, you need manicured fields. It's expensive. It's hard to organize. So particularly in urban areas, you see a decrease in the number of African-Americans who play the sport. In general, the sport is kind of contrary to the way society has gone now with the fast motion, the quick pace. And it's so long, it's like 6 months every day. And people's attention span is not what it used to be. We're used to a lot more bells and whistles and action.
Although Chris Rock says that African Dominicans and African Cubans have no problem with baseball, and they have no problem with manicured fields. They're willing to play the game with sticks and, you know, very few, Nike-branded sports equipment.
That's true. That's true. They look at baseball like a lot of African-American youth look at football and basketball. That's their ticket out.
Finally, do you think that African-Americans, both spectators and players, and if you look at the prices and look at the numbers, just don't feel welcome in baseball? It's not like anyone's saying get lost, but it's not like anybody's saying, you know, come on in, we love you.
Well, I think that exposure is the main thing. Like I would imagine that the numbers are better than, say, NASCAR.
And rodeo too, probably. Yeah.
Right. But you know, you have 162 games, so I would think that if you really wanted to get to one game in the season, that you could. It wouldn't be prohibitive. But baseball, to their credit, is trying to do some things with some academies in cities to try to introduce more youth to baseball. And the thing that baseball should be concerned about is not only losing out on potential fans, but losing out on potential great players who are forsaking their sport and choosing other sports.
I mean, Cueto could have gone to the NFL looking at him last night.
Cueto's a little short, but maybe he could have been a defensive back. I don't know.
Are you a baseball fan, Darren?
I am. I am a baseball fan. I spent 9 years at USA Today Baseball Weekly. That's when I really developed a much greater appreciation for the sport. I grew up typically mostly football and basketball, like a lot of my peers. Baseball is a little more nuanced. You do have to get a little more appreciation for, you know, the dead spots. But I did grow to appreciate it, and playoff baseball is just a whole different breed.
Darren Snyder is sports columnist for the Washington Times. Thanks so much, Darren.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.